everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Winter.
This is Alan. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Alan, what did you have for lunch just now?
Salad. I love salad.
No meat at all?
Nope, just a vegan salad.
Vegan. That's a popular concept on social media.
Yeah.最近有这么一个新闻也是这么讲的，说有一个 ins 上的网红因为吃素呢吃了很多年，结果24岁就、
对对对，就我看到了就停经了，就24岁提前进入了更年期，太可怕了。那我们今天啊就跟大家一起来聊一聊关于素食主义 vegan 的话题。如果大家想要了解更多的关于吃素啊相关的一些英文表达，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，找到我们的公众号，公众号的图文里面呢还有更多的一些相关的表达相关的信息，你私信回复笔记两个字给我们，就能够获取我们今天节目的对照版的文字笔记。
There are so many vegan stars on YouTube and Instagram now.
Right, going vegan is trendy. 现在吃素确实在很多年轻人的中间也开始流行了啊。
是。
国外很多的餐厅啊都会有那种专门给素食者的餐点。
Like a vegan salad, vegetarian burger, etc.
Vegan salad 就是全素的沙拉，就是那种啊连鸡胸肉或者虾都没有的沙拉、全是菜，
我可能不会吃啊、
还有呢像 Alan 刚刚还讲到啊，有一个叫做 vegetarian burger 素食汉堡，很多地方啊也把它叫做 veggie burger veggie. It's an informal word.
Yeah.
You can hear this a lot in daily life. The word equals to vegetarian.
Right.这个 veggie 呢它是 vegetarian 的一种 informal 不那么正式口语化的一种表达形式，因为更短嘛、就直接说 veggie 就可以了，它就是 vegetarian 前一部分 veggie
vegan 和 vegetarian 它都是素食者的意思。 Is there any difference between these two words?
Indeed there is. Vegan is what we called纯素食主义者 they do not eat any animal products, while vegetarians just don't eat meat or fish.
So what you mean here is that vegans adopt a more strict diet compared to vegetarians, right?
Right. 一个人如果不吃肉，那么他就是 vegetarian. 如果他不止不吃肉，连蛋、奶、蜂蜜这些动物身上产出的东西啊，他通通都不吃，那他就是 vegan 了。
Right.Okay, let's make it clear. Let's say, if I decide to become a vegan, what types of foods do I have to avoid?
At first, no animal flesh, of course.
For sure. 如果假设说啊，现在我要变成一个 vegan, 一个纯素食者的话，那肯定首先是不能吃肉了嘛。
对。
刚刚 Alan 用到了这个词啊，叫做 flesh.大家可能觉得奇怪啊，不吃肉他没有用 meat， 其实 flesh 就等于是 meat， 大家如果用腻了 meat 就可以用 flesh 来代替了。
没错，喜新厌旧啊是提高一门语言丰富度的非常好的方式，如果你学到了新的单词或者说新的句子新的句型，一定要试着去使用它，因为这样子才能够让你真正的掌握它。 So if you turn to be a vegan,You can't consume any dairy anymore.
Dairy, 奶制品，那牛奶也不能喝了。
No eggs in addition.
蛋也不能吃了。So no more fried eggs for breakfast.
Last but not least, a vegan diet excludes animal-derived ingredients.
What do you mean by animal-derived ingredients? This concept is quite confusing.
Well, animal-derived ingredients, 动物的原性成分。简单一点说我来翻译一下、就是从动物身上产出来的东西 animal derived 这个词是由动物 animal 这个词加上连字符再加上 derive 这个词组成了一个新的词、这个词的意思呢是从什么东西中衍生出来或者说来自哪哪哪儿 animal derived ingredients 就是说从动物身上获得的或者说来自于动物的这样一些成分
好吧Animal-derived ingredients. Can you give us a few examples?
Honey is a perfect example. It comes from bees, comes from animals, right?
Right.
So if you turn vegan, you can't have any honey anymore.
Oh my god, I love honey and honey mustard.
And fish oil is kind of animal-derived ingredients.
Fish oil 是鱼油。 Many people take fish oil capsules as health maintenance supplements, but that's a no-no for vegans.
Mm-hmm.
What about vegetarians then?
As long as you don't have meat anymore, you've become a vegetarian.
So, vegetarians may drink milk, eat eggs, or have honey and other animal-derived ingredients.
Right, vegetarian 的饮食啊并没有那么严格，很多的 vegetarian 呢还是可以喝点牛奶啊，或者说吃鸡蛋什么的。
Make sense.
那么如果我们要说素食，就可以说 a vegan diet or a vegetarian diet.
还有专门的那种素食餐厅，叫做 vegetarian restaurant.
如果要表达我打算开始吃素，你就可以说 I've decided to adopt.A vegan diet.
或者你可以直接说 I'm a vegetarian, or I've become a vegan, or I've become a vegetarian.
Right.
Nowadays, many girls go vegetarian simply in order to lose weight.
Right, right, right. Lose weight 就是减肥、减体重。咱们公司不是很多女生都说天天要减肥吗？
是的。
I want to lose weight. I gotta lose weight.很多女生觉得不吃肉就能瘦，至少咱们早安英文的女生是这么觉得的。
是的 ，But if you go vegetarian, you may lose weight, right?
Yes, you may, but weight loss won't be a slam dunk if you give up meat. Whether or not you slim down depends on how many calories you consume, not necessarily on the source of the calorie.
Fair enough. 其实瘦不瘦啊，主要取决于。Calories, 卡路里的摄入量，而不是我们吃不吃肉的问题啊。In addition, a plant-based diet is said to be able to make your skin look better.
Yep, that's because people believe a diet with lots of vegetables and fruits can help their body detox.
Detox, right. This is another key word for vegans. Detox 是排毒的意思。大家肯定都特别耳熟哈，家里爸爸妈妈还有长辈什么的都挺爱说这个词儿的，排毒 detox。
很多的这些素食广告都会推出一些几日的素食排毒套餐什么的。For example, a 3-day vegan full body detox, 三天的素食全身排毒。
Right, ads are everywhere. 全身排毒 full body detox, 还有排毒食谱可以叫做 detox recipe.
Give us an example.
不是说海带绿豆汤就是排毒养颜的吗？这就可以叫做 detox recipe.
But weight loss and detox are what people believe a vegan diet or a vegetarian diet can't achieve. Actually, there are some negative impacts of going vegan at the same time.
I believe you're right. Just like in the news about the vegan star, the one we just mentioned at the beginning of our podcast, she lost her period.For 2 years, and she was borderline anemic.
我们今天的节目在最开始的时候有提到 ，ins 上有一个网红一直标榜自己吃素，结果前不久被网友偶遇拍到他在餐厅吃鱼了。
是的，
最后呢，他只能出来道歉，承认自己已经
开荤了。
But it's due to her health problems.
Right, 他说他两年啊都没有来过月经了。She lost her period for 2 years. Period 就是月经、例假的意思。那还有女孩子啊，经常会说来月经、来大姨妈痛、痛经，叫做 period pains.
And losing her period is not the only health issue she had. Because of vegan diets, she was anemic as well, as you just said.
Right. 这个网红啊，她吃素不只是呢吃到没了例假，还贫血了。Anemic.就是贫血的，有贫血症的。For example, if a person looks pale and feels weak, we could say she looks anemic.
She looks anemic. 就是一个人如果看上去面色有一些苍白啊，没有血色啊，像贫血的样子，身体不是特别好，脸色不是很好。
是的 ，she looks anemic.而且大家注意 anemic 这个词的拼写啊，它有两种方法。美式英语里面呢，它的拼写是 anemic， 但是英式英语的拼写呢，它多了一个 a， 它要把它拼成 anaemic， 两种都是对的。anemic。Indeed, this is not a single case. Many vegan YouTubers and Instagram celebrities have admitted that they have given up vegan diet due to various health concerns.
所以说大家还是不要被各种摆拍的特别漂亮的网红的这种自拍照给骗了是吧、
嗯、
还是要注意 to keep a balanced diet. Keeping healthy should be the number one concern.
是的。好了，我们今天讲到的所有这些关于 vegan, vegetarian 的表达都整理成了文字版的笔记，放到我们的微信公众号里面。欢迎大家到微信找到早安英文的公众号，回复笔记两个字来获取我们今天节目的中英文对照笔记。
Thank you for listening. Bye for now.
Bye.